This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How can you save more and do more with a pure intention, with a purpose? The pure intention gives you a purpose. The mother of Maryam, which we call her even the mother of Maryam, Allah Azza wa Jal didn't even name her in the Quran because it really doesn't matter. As long as Allah knows her, she doesn't have to be known to the people. إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانِ. The entire story of Isa alayhi salam starts with what? With a pure intention from his grandmother. When she wanted someone to serve in the house of Allah. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. Oh Allah, I gave birth to a baby girl. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ. She's telling Allah what he doesn't know. He knows well what she gave birth to. Then why Allah tells us this? Allah tells us that because it was kind of, oh Allah, why you gave me baby girl when I wanted baby boy? Little did she know that Allah Azza wa Jal gave her the mother of one of the best five messengers. Did she ask for that? No. She just asked for a righteous son. That's what the pure intention gives you. You are here, but with pure intention, you become there. Allah Azza wa Jal will open doors for you that you would never imagine. Try it. Wallahi, you will enjoy it. Because never in the Quran, not a single time in the Quran, that Allah Azza wa Jal told us a story about someone who asked from Allah, who prayed to Allah, except that Allah Azza wa Jal gave him or her more than what they asked for. So, sure, you want to live for yourself, you can. But when you die, you will die for yourself also. But when you live for others, others will remember you and Allah will remember you, first and foremost. And that's what really matters. I never imagined that when I started more than 15 years ago in a small institute, in a small room, I never imagined that I will be in the other side of the world, that I will be having classes in all continents of the world. I'm not trying to say that I had pure intention, but at that time, I really wanted to do something, not for myself. I could have worked as a lecturer, and I was offered to be a lecturer, but I felt like this is just a job. I don't want a job. I want a message. That's the difference. If you are looking for a job to start from 9 to 5, then believe me, you are wasting your time. You want something you enjoy, that doesn't matter how much you give it, you enjoy it. With pure intention, that could happen. And I have many examples. I just wanted to share with you a few. So we are starting with what? Every time, purify your intention. Ask yourself, why I am doing what I am doing? Is it for the sake of Allah? Is it for fame, for recognition? Is it for what? For what purpose?